Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you struggling with loss? Are you willing to challenge everything you've been taught about life and death? Beyond Proof Radio is a space that explores beyond current self-limiting beliefs surrounding loss, offering radical healing, which will come from the least likely of places. Join Angie on her experiential journey, which includes metaphysics, science, and spirituality, proving that the body is merely a shell of our soul. It is possible to create an amazing life from the depths of pain. It's your life. It's your choice. Now, here's your host.
Hello, my beautiful listeners. Welcome to this very, very special program today. And I welcome each and every one of you. I labeled this program From Grief to Grateful, Choosing to Follow the Breadcrumbs. And you guys, I will preface my work right now by saying I'm not quite sure why this was placed on my shoulders. I would much rather have both of my loved ones here. Don't know why I can't just be a beer. I am a doer. It leaves me a little bit vulnerable, but with the emails that I've received from you guys daily, I hope that this show gives a semblance of hope for those who are struggling, but also permission, you guys, to share these sometimes crazy, crazy, crazy experiences. And what I've learned through death is it forces us to sit still. It forces us to feel. It forces us to feel uncomfortable. And you guys, we've avoided feeling. We avoid it with alcohol and drugs and busyness and craziness and codependence on other people, so we don't sit still. And in death, it's as if I was sitting in a jello mold. I couldn't move. And it's like the whole world went. And yet my son wasn't part of that. My husband wasn't part of that. And it was like the whole world just moved on as if they didn't even exist. And so you guys, I will disappoint you if you're looking for a magic cure. I hear so often, give me hope, give me hope, give me hope. Hope comes from within. You will never find hope outside of yourself. Inside. And so what I'd like to do is let you guys know, follow the breadcrumbs, follow the breadcrumbs, follow the breadcrumbs. If you're afraid of what others might think of you or say about you, don't tell them. Do not tell anyone until you guys, we start feeling comfortable. This is about your healing and your growth. And it's the beginning, and it can be a beginning of a new direction if we allow. And the sad thing is that most people don't wish to move forward. They're complacent in their grief and their pain and their suffering. I received an email and one that said, my mom and dad died 25 years ago, and I'm still angry. I'm still depressed. I'm still bitter. I'm still, and it was coming across as, Angie, you can, grief is subjective. And you guys, it is. But what I've learned in my own experience is that for me, I didn't want to live the rest of my life. I'm 54. And if I play my cards right, you know, health-wise, if I'm going to live till I'm 100, that's 50 more years. Do I want to be bitter and angry and resentful? No. And so I've chosen to share, you guys, this journey. But I will tell you, you'll meet a lot of people who are depressed and sad and lonely and jealous, and who would absolutely love it if we would feel and be curled up in the fetal position. Instead, I'm hiking, I'm traveling to France, I'm heading to Bahamas, New York by myself, went to Cancun with Zach. I visit friends. I'm living, living, living. And you can hear it sometimes in those voices that you're not grieving the way you're supposed to. You're not crying as hard as you're supposed to. And you guys, this is where I'm saying to self-care and self-love, take care of yourself first. And I want to start with, this was a journal entry that I wrote after Nick had died. And I'm sure those of you who are listening, who are struggling, can relate to this. And I'm going to share this because I didn't just wake up joyful. This has been now a 4-year journey with Nick and a 3-year journey with Jan. And it starts with, "Good morning, Nick. I'd love to know where you are right now. So many people claim to know that there's life after death. Is there really? Who knows? Those who've experienced near-death experiences can come back from the operating table or the coma and explain the visions they saw, they experienced. As a mother still mourning the loss of her 20-year-old son, I want more than visions. Are you safe? Are you surrounded by love? Are you happy? Do you sleep in a big cozy bed? Do you need a bed? Do you need to sleep? Do you speak with your creator? Is there a creator? Can you visit those who have passed on before? What do you do? Do you come back to earth? Do you reincarnate? Do you have to learn lessons? Do you have to learn love?" These are the questions, you guys, that I wanted answers to. And I want to share with you guys something that I absolutely love that was written by Abraham Hicks. And it's one of those breadcrumb things. If I'm sharing this with you, be discerning. There is so much information out there. There is so much information out there that it becomes overwhelming and you're not sure who to trust and you're not sure who to turn to. You're not sure where to go. So we start grasping at anything. And this is where it does take our left brain analytical mind to be discerning, because there are people out there who are willing and so ready to pounce on our vulnerability. And they're not true and they're not accurate, especially when that comes to the breadcrumbs of, "Oh my gosh, I want to know if he's okay or she's okay. I'm going to go seek out a medium." So the first thing we do, I shouldn't say that because I would never have done this. I'm too analytical for this. I searched out the very best in the industry, and that is James von Prague. So anyone who is listening, please know anything that James von Prague, who is the world leading expert in evidence-based mediumship, and he's so overwhelmed that he has got people that have taken his courses. And what I love about mediumship, you guys, if you're going to go down that path, make sure they're good, make sure they're accurate, make sure they are documented. There are too many people, "Well, spirit says do this, spirit says, you're a Gemini, spirit says you're a free spirit." No, I want proof. And I'm asking you guys, if you're following me, please look for that proof. I want to share with you something that I wrote, that I read September 16th. I'm a huge follower of Abraham Hicks, and Abraham Hicks talks about the law of attraction. And when in death, when we have loved ones who have died, I believe that our law of attraction carries over into what our life will be like on the other side as well. And so what Abraham Hicks says is, we're not wanting to be insensitive, what so many of you are feeling, but we are very much wanting you to put this death thing into proper perspective. You are all going to die, except there is no death. You're all going to make your transition into non-physical. It is something that happens to everyone. Okay, lost my train here, you guys. Hang on. It is something that happens to everyone. Into non-physical sound like a subject that is uncomfortable, and begin acknowledging that it is absolutely unnecessarily. There are those who feel such fulfillment of life and such connection to source energy who understand that death is a matter of closing one's eyes in this dimension, meaning on this earth plane, and literally opening one's eyes in the other dimension. And that truly, to the point, the re-emergent into source energy is always a delightful thing. So a breadcrumb here, you guys, for me, was to start looking at life and not just confined in this body. And you will see my work is the body is a container. So when I started following that breadcrumb through Abraham Hicks, who was referred to me by my acupuncturist, who has been my acupuncturist for over 12 years. So I didn't just go searching. I didn't go looking. I listened to people that I respect. And Jan and I had gone to listen to Abraham Hicks. So Jerry and Esther Hicks. Jerry has passed on, and Esther now speaks to large audience, shares world quotes through the world, throughout the world, through this, what word am I looking for? Through a medium of Abraham. And so the breadcrumb here, you guys, is if you can, and you want to, and you choose to, start following those little tiny signs that a friend or a loved one who has your highest and best interest shares with you. And then just go investigate it, and then find out for yourself if it's something that you want to believe in or not. I want to start with a couple of the emails that I've received, and we've got about 2 minutes before break. And let me see, where do I want to go with this? The breadcrumb of when Nick died. And you guys can go and hear the story on my beyondproof.com on the radio section under the archives of Connecting Two Worlds. I could choose to ignore Tracy's call when she said, Angie, I'm going to go listen to a medium. I want to see if Nick comes through. You guys, I had a choice right there. Do I ignore her? This is weird. This is woo-woo. This is not what I've been taught. Or do I choose to follow the breadcrumbs? And why does it hurt? So the more breadcrumbs that I would follow, the more that would appear. And so let me make this very clear, you guys. This is not to be confused with those who are obsessive compulsive and who have a disorder. They will try to convince you that asking questions and seeking is in itself. When we come back, we'll get more into following the breadcrumbs. Thanks, guys.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's 5 most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Choose the New Earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. Before break, we were talking about Abraham Hicks, the law of attraction, our energetic property to the universe. And you guys, just last week, I came up with this, just I kind of one of those things where you just wake up in the middle of the night. And I just sat up because I believe once I found myself without anybody's permission, without anybody's affirmation, without anybody's control, without anybody telling me I'm weird or whack or lost my marbles, when I found myself is when I found my soul. And I can sit here and say with 100% accuracy, it has taken me a while to get here. It didn't happen overnight. And there are days, there are nights I cry. But those moments are far and few between. Because in life, I believe I learned how to live on this earth. I'm living on this earth. It has been through death that I've learned to live in the universe. I thought I knew everything for myself. I knew what was right. I was taught what to believe. I was taught how to vote. I was taught what degree to get. I was taught what a good grade was. I was taught was right and wrong and good and bad. You guys, in death, I can honestly say it has been a rebirth for me. Because in death, what it has taught me, I didn't know Jack. And pardon my language there, but that is how adamant I feel. When we stop believing we have all the answers is when I feel my answers have come to me. But it takes a leap. So somebody had asked me, well, what do I do? What do I do? I've got people telling me you don't cry just right. You don't cry too long. You guys, I had one woman email me saying, here, let me see if I can find it. I wasn't going to put this in here, but I will now. And you guys, I just sat and I cried. Oh, let's see. I don't know where this particular email is. But what it had to do with was I understand that the more pain I feel represents how much I loved my mom. Now, you guys, think about that. Just sit for a moment and think about that. If this is truly somebody who loved us unconditionally, this is almost like saying, I want you to be in pain to prove how much you loved me the rest of your life. And yet most parents who love their children, I mean, really a deep feeling, a deep heart felt really love and know what it means would only want what is makes their child happy or a friend. So we're doing our loved ones a disservice when we choose to make their lives our own and not move forward. You guys, when Nick took his life, that was one moment in his 20 years. So if I choose to curl up in the fetal position and cry my eyes out every single day and poor me, oh my God, then I'm diminishing his life to only that one moment in time when he killed himself. You guys, we are doing our loved ones such a disservice when we believe that they're dead and gone forever. And so here is another email, and some of these I'm going to keep very private because I have not asked if I could use them. But this one person said, I miss my loved one. I have a broken heart. I tell everyone it will be easier, but I just say that. It doesn't feel like that. She's gone. You guys, how can we tell people that it's easier when we aren't living proof that it's easier? And you guys, honestly, I don't believe that it is easier. It gets a little less painful. And when we don't believe in death and we start believing in the signs that I'm going to start sharing with you guys, I believe when we take care of ourselves, how can we possibly be strong for others when we're not even strong for ourselves? And I'm sorry, guys, in death, there's no lying, there's no faking. You kick, you scream, you cry, you yell, you rip, you tear, you feel. It will not kill you. But to offer somebody a t-shirt offering them peace and hope, offering them a t-shirt when you're naked, you can't give anything that you don't have. People can argue with me till the day I die. We cannot give anything that we don't have. We can assume we know what another person needs, but I know that I can love from the depths of my being. And this is why I believe I've been given this arduous task. So following more breadcrumbs, I could have chosen to, when Tracy told me what happened at the reading, I didn't have to attend the next retreat that next weekend. I could have stayed in bed. That is what felt more comfortable to me, but I chose to go. And one of the leaders got up during lunch. Jack just popped in my head. Not sure why Jack just popped in my head. I could have chosen to follow that breadcrumb or just go, oh, that's just a coincidence. Nobody knows I have, you know, a 4 feet letters in my kitchen painted in the primary color spelling Jack for J-A-C-K, Jan, Angie, Corbett, Kuiper, Zach, A-C-K. So now, you guys, I notice the signs, and I've noticed them for a long, long time. Another breadcrumb, when I started looking at Abraham Hicks and reading some of the things she had to share, I'm like, what's this energy thing? And it started getting me into look at chakras. What the hell are chakras? They're centers in our body in which energy flows. But so many of us are afraid of that because we haven't been taught that. And so I started learning what these different chakras are. You guys, we have this innate ability to heal ourselves, to cure ourselves with our minds. And the more that death presented and the more breadcrumbs that I started following, you guys, it's bigger than our loved ones who have died. I believe they've come to our lives for a purpose. And a few of the, I want to share with you guys, and then at the next segment, I want to share with you a message that Nick shared through mediums, and thank God there were other people around, because I wouldn't have believed it at that moment in time. But I will sing to you guys a song that has had such deep, profound meaning for me, and I hope that you feel the same way, but it will be for you. But let me go through this. Last year, I spoke in Mystic, Connecticut, and I did a program, and it was called The Anatomy of Dis-Ease, and it is when our bodies are not at ease, a dis-ease. And going back to the chakras, a lot of times when we have blockages and we don't heal, or we don't, and we stay sick and we stay in grief and we stay in pain, then it becomes physical and our bodies start manifesting pain and illness. So I received a call a couple of months. I want to say a couple of months. Yeah, it was November, December, January, 3 months after I had spoken in Mystic. And a woman had emailed me and she said, Angie, I'm wondering if you can maybe help me. I'm like, wait a minute. I don't even have my website up. Nobody even knows except for these people that I did this talk. And I said, what are you looking for me? And she said, I just don't want to feel pain anymore. And I asked how long her son had been dead, and it had been 14 years. I asked what she wanted from me, and she said, I want a different way of living with this grief. She said, I can clear a room. And so it was very interesting as she was contemplating wanting me to work with her. I asked her to share her story, and you guys, it is so heartbreaking. And with respect to her and her story, I am going to just, I'm not going to give you all the details, but what I will say is here's this beautiful boy, and he was so successful, and he was helping our communities, and he ended up in a car accident and dying. And I truly believe, and this I can say the son's name was Tyler, but that's all I'm going to share. And so I'm sharing that I think that Tyler, through me, was trying to help his mom because he doesn't want to see her in pain and grief and suffering. They're trying to reach out to us, you guys, to let us know that they're okay and that they want to be a part of our life, not excluded from it. And so it was very interesting. I work in the control room for the diving, and I only have 1 minute, you guys. Thank you. Thank you, Carter. But I work in the diving control room for meets. And usually when there's a 3 hours before swimming and diving starts, I usually will be like, well, I'm just going to go home. Not today. I'm like, I'm just going to take my yogurt breakfast and go upstairs. And not once being in the 5 years being at this school, you guys, have I ever volunteered in the control room, and have I ever wandered upstairs the side of the natatorium, let alone decide to plant myself and eat. The swimming hadn't begun. A family walks in, you guys, and this was only 2 days after I had talked to this mother who told me about her son. And, oh, shoot, you guys, we have 30 seconds. I'll come back. Hang on for the cliffhanger. It gets really, really good. But if this doesn't prove that our loved ones are trying to get our attention, I don't know what will. But anyway, when we come back, thanks, guys.
Tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Would you like assistance on your soul's journey? We invite you to explore the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center, located in Auburn, Washington, a sacred space for healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, and many other tools to assist you in reaching your full divine potential, working together with compassion and love. Find out more about the new center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer and co-host matchmaker Peggy Bennett share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners. Before we left for break, we were talking about Tyler and his mother, who is in considerable grief, has been for 14 years, reaching out. But you guys, we have to want to heal ourselves, and we have to want to know that our loved ones, if we choose to do that, it's perfectly fine. We are all perfectly fine exactly where we are. We are perfect just the way we are. So when somebody tries to tell you to grieve differently, to get over it, don't listen to them. And I would challenge you through this, you guys, you've lost considerably. It's a lot easier to let go of those that have died than it is to let go of those people in our lives who have nothing to do with us but control and manage and tell us what we're doing wrong. So I challenge each of you, getting back to, I call it Team Tyler, and I'll be posting this at some point. So the swimming portion of the state had begun, and I was sharing with you guys, I don't usually stay. I usually go home. I'm only 7 minutes away, but not this day. It was that state. And it was only 2 days after this woman had called me, this mother had called me and told me her whole story. And I gave her a few things, you know, a book to read. I had said what I'd really like. You know, if you're interested, start writing. Start writing. You guys, our loved ones want to hear from us. And if we can't talk to them out loud, start writing. Sort of like what I did at the very beginning of the show. And that was just, hey, Nick, how are you? I love you. What are you doing? And I have heard back from listeners. I've heard back from followers who have let me know, oh my God, Angie, you're right. when I talk to my loved one, you don't even need words. It's going without words. There are no words necessary. Words are what we need on this earth. But in the universe, you guys, there is nothing that speaks louder and more clearly and more full of love than love and our souls. And so I'm sitting upstairs, a family comes in, exit right, and they stand right in front of me. And I had to do a double take. They're all wearing jackets and t-shirts that say Team Tyler. And you guys, it's not like it's a name like Joe, Bob, Jim, Mary, Julie, Tyler. And I hadn't heard that name in a really long time. So I asked my brain to quizzically process what I was witnessing with only 2 days before this woman shared her beautiful son, Tyler, with me. And I went and touched this mom and I said, excuse me, do you mind if I take a picture of your jacket? And she said, absolutely not. I said, it has profound meaning for me. Was this a sign, you guys, from Tyler? I know so. He knows that I believe that he is not gone. Therefore, you guys, I'm getting these messages. I had one writer who said, you emailed me and asked if my mom baked. How did you know that she absolutely loved to bake as a child? You guys, I don't know. This woman's in England and I'm not a medium. I think it's weird, but not so much anymore, because I'm following the breadcrumbs and I'm open and I'm aware, and it has allowed me this ability to live a more full and enriching life, not just one planted with my 2 feet on the ground and believing only what I see. So that's Tyler's story. Then we go on, you guys. It was, let me tell you, and you guys, I do have a beautiful song I'm going to sing for you, and Carter and I decided we would do it at the last segment. So the next segment, you guys, it was a message from Nick back in 2016, and we'll get into that later. Anyway, so here it is, November 16th, 2012, and I found this email from Jan. You guys, it popped up. It was November 16th, 2012. The subject was, wish you were here with me. And we had only met each other a little over a year. And it had this picture of the moon. And you guys, it came at the most amazing time, when I'm questioning myself, when I'm wondering if what I'm doing is what I'm supposed to be doing and what I've been called to do. I developed an app, and most of you have gotten back to me and let me know how much you love it and you look forward to the daily quotes, but I question, oh my gosh. So my app is called Beyond Proof. And you guys, the same time, my passion and my purpose is to share with others that our loved ones are always trying to connect with us. And it's our choice whether we invite them in or choose not. And if we only want to believe that they are skin and bones dressed in beautiful skin suits. But today I found it so amazing that as I was in the process of redesigning my app, I was using the universe, stars and galaxies far away. And here it was. It was in between the pain of right now that I challenge you to be aware of the signs and symbols that your loved one is here and that they are trying to get your attention. So I'm so grateful. And thank you, Jan. I am grateful for the beautiful 5 years we shared together. I'm grateful for finding or having this email just pop up to me. And I will share this, you guys, as well. I've been very good at video documenting and photograph documentation so that it offers some sort of proof. I don't need to, but it's so fun. And then there is an email that I received. And this is one of those signs. And you guys, and I am going to cry. And she's agreed to allow me to put this in a blog, so I will. And this was her message. And you guys, it just, she didn't realize that she was helping me realize that I was and do make a difference, but that I also unknowingly have made a difference in her life as well. And let me tell you, you guys, how strong this woman is. And you know who I'm talking to out there. I had to share this because it absolutely took my breath away. My dear daughter passed away just 2 weeks ago. You guys, 2 weeks ago, and this woman wrote to share this at 22 years old. I've been scouring the internet trying to find resources to help me deal with my grief in a healthy way so I can help my husband and other two children heal from this devastating loss. I downloaded your app and read the one blog entry. Yes, that is right, you guys, the one blog entry that was there. You talked about seeing signs that our loved ones are still here and seeing the wings from the shadow cast by a candle. I felt joy for you and looked forward to discovering my own signs from my daughter. I came to your website and started looking around. I happened to scroll down and see the address listed, New Mexico, and she has this in caps. You see, my daughter had a wanderlust. She had spent almost 2 years just traveling across the country. She had been everywhere. Just last year, they took a short trip a couple of months ago to Texas and stopped in New Mexico along the way. She had been telling me for so long how much she loved New Mexico, and her recent trip back had renewed her love for it. She told me on several occasions that when she does settle, New Mexico is where she wanted to be. Right in this moment, I know with my whole being that this was my sign from her. I am so thankful and will be following you and absorbing every word. You guys, we allow others to define our mindset. And when we do, we not only give our power away, but we also give our hope away, a sense of comfort and peace, because skeptics would look at this beautiful woman and say, oh, that's just wishful thinking. I've heard it, you guys. I'm opening my soul here. I have heard it. Poor Angie, she's lost so much. If this helps her, let her just do what she needs to do. And yet these same people are the same ones that find themselves in grief and mourning and loss and pain the rest of their lives. And we've only got a couple more minutes, one more minute, you guys. Following the breadcrumbs. So learning about chakras and energy centers. Someone else had shared with me too. Do you listen to Jason Stevenson? I didn't really pay attention at the time. And then I heard it again. Then my antennas go up. So anything that Jason Stevenson puts out there, I highly recommend. I trust this man. And I have had profound miracles that I'm getting ready to publish and put out there for you guys to witness. But if you'd like more information, let me know and I can give you the exact ones that I've listened to. And going in, you guys, we have 1 minute left, and I'm going to share with you a song. And I will do that right as soon as we start the last segment before closing. You guys, thank you so much for your time and your energy and your faith and trust in me. I appreciate you. And when we come back.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
Got a bra problem? The Healthy Bra Company comes highly recommended by Dr. Christina Lasich in her book, High Heels to Hormones, A Woman's Guide to Spine Care. Ladies, if you have neck, back, or shoulder pain or postural issues, Maria Monti, postural therapist and owner of The Healthy Bra Company, says they might be related to your bra. Call Maria today at 360-815-3205. That's 360-815-3205.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Welcome back, my beautiful listeners, as we are talking breadcrumbs. Pay attention to the breadcrumbs. And by that, I mean if somebody, just somebody mentions to you, have you heard, have you read, have you thought of, what do you think? You guys, just follow it. Okay, so I told you before break that what I wanted to do was to sing a song for all of those in spirit and those of us on earth. This song had profound meaning for me. It's called Long Time Sun, and I'm hoping that our sun shines brightly on our face and the clouds disappear. And before I sing, I wanted to actually, I've got it recorded thanks to GarageBand, but this message is from England. And yes, you know who you are. I've been conversing with this woman back and forth, and it is absolutely amazing. And I love her message. Hi, Angie. I saw your ceiling fan message. You guys, if you get a chance, go to Facebook. It was humorous. It was laughable. But what I'm trying to explain is let's not try. We can't explain the unexplainable. There's just no explanation. But it was interesting because this woman in her pain and grief from only a month prior was saying, something was troubling me yesterday, and all of a sudden I saw a robin outside. Not only was this mom's favorite bird, but I have read that seeing a robin is a sign of a loved one. Ah, I was so excited, you guys. Because it forced her to kind of look to see what the significance of a robin. That's how we heal. By being inquisitive, by just being curious. And it was very interesting too, because June 15th of 2015, and thank God my girlfriends were wrapped around me and sitting in this group reading, because I would probably not have remembered it or not have, I would have probably not believed it and thought I heard something. I must have misunderstood something. Because remember, this was only a couple months after Nick had died. And thank you, Tracy, if you're listening. She wrote this message. She said, Nick's messages to Angie specifically. You need to sing, Mom, meaning you need to express yourself. So you guys, I am going to play this song. It's for all of us and for you, Nick. I'm singing. So here you guys go. Enjoy.
May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on, guide your way on. May the long time sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Guide your shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on.
You go, you guys. That's Snodom Kerr, and it's called Long Time Sun. And we've got about 2 minutes before the end of this show. And you guys, bottom line, follow the breadcrumbs. I'm gonna leave you guys with this part of this movie. I don't know if any of you've seen it. It was in 1998 with Julia Roberts. It's called Hope Floats. And it's perfect. My dad says, and this is Bernice Pruitt, my dad says that childhood is the happiest time of my life, but I think he's wrong. I think my mom's right. She says, and here's Bertie Pruitt, Childhood is what you spend the rest of your life trying to overcome. That's what Mama always says. She says that beginnings are scary, endings are usually sad, but it's the middle that counts the most. Try to remember that when you find yourself at a new beginning, just give hope a chance to float up, and it will too. You guys, I'm going to leave you with this. Thank you, Carter, for a wonderful program. Hope, you guys, trust yourself, your intuition. Know that you know. And don't let anyone steal your joy or your signs. Our loved ones are here. They want to be a part of our lives, if we allow. Thank you all so much for joining me. Next week, I've got a couple of beautiful women showing how they've moved from murder to miracles. So I hope you join me next week for that show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. In love and light, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, Redefining Death and Loss. Tune in every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Angie shares through choice, present moment awareness, and a willingness to keep an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. For more information or to listen to past shows, visit BeyondProof.com. That's BeyondProof.com. See you next time.